Greetings. Today we are going to visit the Tulip Trestle Bridge Tulip Trestle Viaduct in Greene County, Indiana. It is a railroad bridge that, when completed in 1906, was the largest railroad bridge in the United States. First, the raw statistics. The bridge is 2,307 feet long and 157 feet off the ground at its highest point. It is 17 75-foot deck plate girder spans. These alternate with 18 40-foot deck plate girder spans. The west end of the bridge has two 50-foot spans, and there are two 60-foot spans on the east end. The bridge, if placed on a gigantic bathroom scale, would weigh in at 2,895 tons. The cost to build the bridge was $246,504. That would be $212 million in 2024 dollars. The American Bridge Company of New York, New York, fabricated the steel parts, and the Straubel Steel Construction Company of Chicago, Illinois, constructed it. The Indiana Southern Railroad financed the bridge, while the Indiana Southern Railroad owned the bridge, while the Illinois Central Gulf Railroad provided secret financing. The Collier Bridge Company performed the concrete work. Italian immigrants provided the bulk of the labor to build the bridge. Steel workers received 30 cents an hour, while common laborers made 15 cents an hour. This would be approximately equivalent to $7.62 for the steel workers and $3.80 for the laborers. The construction company hired out 50 teams of horses to perform the heavy work. These horses would have came locally, and there was a shortage of horses at the time because of this work being done. The teams received $3.50 per day, while the drivers were paid $1.50. This would be about $567 and $243 respectively in 2024 dollars. These were considered pretty good wages during this time. Construction began with a groundbreaking ceremony on May the 22nd, 1905. Workers finished the bridge in December 1906. It was the third longest railroad bridge in the world at the time of its construction. During the construction phase, families would come out from the cities to picnic and watch the progress of the bridge. The bridge was constructed to carry the coal produced in Greene County to marketplaces in cities like Chicago and New York. The bridge carries the railroad over Richland Road and County Road 480 East. Still in use, the bridge is still an impressive sight for rail buffs. It is on County Road 480 from Salisbury, Indiana. Travel west on County Road 420 North past 800 East. County Road 420 eventually becomes County Road 400 North, then 375 North. This road eventually becomes Verde Valley Road, still traveling west. After crossing Richland Creek, turn right on County Road 480. The bridge will be on the left. While visiting the bridge, you can lunch at Yoho General Store in Salisbury. My wife and I actually ate there, and they got pretty good food. It's not a real big menu, but the food is good. And you can also tour the unique sculpture garden, which we also visited. Information about these sites are found in my books, Shackamack State Park and South Central Indiana Road Trips. You can find these books on my website, www.mossyfeetbooks.com. There are links to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Apple, as well as other online booksellers. You can also purchase the books direct from me. Residents of southeastern Indiana can find a large selection of my books at the Walnut Street Variety Shop on George Street in downtown Batesville. I hope you enjoyed this podcast, and thank you for listening.